It felt like somebody hit me in the chest with a sledgehammer.
John Turco thought he was a healthy 63-year-old man until the day he wasn't. That's when he became one of almost 800,000 Americans who had a heart attack last year.
I was exercising, and again, not as much as I should have, but fairly consistently 2 days a week, sometimes three. But my diet is kind of sporadic. And I really don't know for certain what caused the heart attack. I'm assuming it was the diet because I was exercising on a regular basis. And after all, that's all we can really control is our diet and our exercise.
One thing that Turco could not control is his family history of heart disease. He says his father had five heart attacks before he died.
His death certificate says cancer because he unfortunately was also slipping away to cancer, but I was there when he died. He died of a heart attack.
If you have family history, if your blood pressure is high, if your cholesterol is high, if you smoke, if you have diabetes, those are the big risk factors for heart disease.
Dr. Mark Grisset is the director of the cardiocatheterization lab at Sacred Heart Hospital. He says that even though Mr. Turco didn't have the traditional warning signs of a coming heart attack, there are some symptoms people should watch out for.
Classically, what that is, you know, doc, every time I walk or if I'm sitting there, I have this elephant that sits on my chest. It might radiate down my left arm. It might radiate up into my jaw. Maybe I get a little bit short of breath. Maybe I sweat a little bit. That's sort of the classic. And men tend to get that more classic, both presentation and pre-presentation. So clearly, if people are having those symptoms, then they need to see their doctor, you know, ASAP.
And there are significant differences between the way most women present with heart disease than men.
Women do tend to have what we call atypical symptoms. It can be back pain, shortness of breath, just not feeling well. We don't quite know why that is. But clearly that's seen. And the other thing is women tend to get heart disease about 10 or 15 years later when their estrogen kind of goes away. And so they kind of catch up to men a little later.
I thought it was indigestion or something like that because usually, you know, it would go away.
Janice Palmer was an active 60-year-old when she had her heart attack almost 4 years ago.
I didn't know at the time, but I know after the heart attack that I think 2 or 3 months up to it, I was having this, like, you know, when you swallow something backwards or a wrong way, that's what it would feel like.
And although Palmer also has a family history of heart disease, it took some convincing before she finally went to the ER at Sacred Heart.
I went to go do a yard, which I do landscaping, and I couldn't make it to the car, and I came back in, and I couldn't get it to go away, and it just got worse and worse. It was like a huge squeezing. I can't say there was pain. It was just squeezing going on. And I guess it took about an hour to convince me to go, threatening me with my grandchildren. And I went, and I'm telling you, it didn't take 5-10 minutes, or at the most. And they had me in and out and said I was having a heart attack. And I think the first thing I remember is Dr. Grisset was telling me to breathe.
Since then, Palmer has fully recovered and is back at work as a landscaper. That work gives her a fair amount of exercise, and she's also paying much more attention to her cholesterol and her diet.
You know, I just pay attention because I know what it is now, and I haven't had any issues since, and I feel very grateful for that.
Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of both men and women in the U.S., accounting for 1 out of every 3 deaths. Among African Americans, the risk is even higher, with nearly half of both men and women already living with some form of heart disease. Dr. Grisset says there are important steps everyone should take, including knowing your numbers.
If your LDL cholesterol is high, especially if you have risk factors, then you want to know what your bad cholesterol is and have a talk with your doctor, and then how aggressive does your physician and you want to be about things like your cholesterol. So certainly, if you don't have any risk factors, you know, you would really like to see that bad cholesterol less than 130. If you have problems with your heart in the past, if you have diabetes, if you have multiple risk factors, then you want that bad cholesterol to be low, and in some people we want it real low, like less than 70. So that's an important thing for people to know about and to talk with their general practitioner. And also, the other thing we talked about is blood pressure. We now have sort of new guidelines where what we used to think was okay, it's probably not okay. Ideally, we would love to have everybody's blood pressure less than 120 or over 80. And again, you can treat that with lifestyle modifications. Diet, exercise is important for everybody. There's lots of people out there, myself included, that actually need help with medicines to get their blood pressure to the targets that we want.
According to the American Heart Association, the cost of cardiovascular disease and stroke in the U.S. is estimated at more than $329.7 billion. That includes both health expenditures and lost productivity. Globally, the annual economic impact of heart disease is projected to be over $1 trillion by the year 2030. Bob Barrett, WWF News.